You, my friend, are so not the usual leader. And neither am I. We don't think outside the box. Hell, we blow the box up. Welcome to People First, Profits Second, a podcast about leadership excellence for rebels and badass leaders. I'm your host, Charlene Norman. You are now tuned in to provocative and unfiltered wisdom, the likes of which you've probably not yet heard in the mainstream. Everything you will hear, I promise, works. Even the swearing. Yep. You want to make more of an impact, right? Give me your ears and an open mind. I will give you stories, evidence, and proof. So come on in. Let's get started. Hello, badass rebel. Today you're going to think I'm on a rant. I'm not, actually. I'm going to start with a very provocative statement, toss out some facts, share a story, and then rest my case. But it might seem like a bit of a rant. Be warned, okay? Here goes. You know how we all have a set of non-negotiable beliefs in our lives? Like some people hate lima beans. Blah! Other people gag at the taste or the smell of cilantro. Oh! And still others can't abide by lying. Well, there is one piece of crap that I hate with a passion. And I want you to know about it because by clearing away this bullshit, I can then set the table properly for you. And I gotta warn you, it's a big one. It's been around for donkey's age. It's all dealing with the phrase, quote, our employees are our greatest assets, unquote. Our strength lies in our employees because those are our greatest and our best assets. No asset we have is more valuable than our employees. So, okay, we've all heard words like these, haven't we? You might even have some similar things yourself as your motto or your vision values statement. And I suspect for most progressive thinking managers and leaders around the world, this is one of those de facto truth bombs we've been conditioned to believe. And the fact is, it's the biggest pile of poppycock ever invented. And this podcast, I'm going to tell you why. An asset is a useful or a valuable thing or quality. It is property owned by a person or a company. It's a thing regarded as having value, and it's available to meet debts, commitments, or legacies. In financial accounting terms, an asset is any resource owned by the business. Specifically, anything tangible or intangible that can be owned or controlled to produce value and that is held to produce positive economic value. Simply stated, assets represent the value of ownership that can be converted into cash. Furthermore, assets are depreciable. They're written off over a period of time. In other words, they are depreciated or amortized until they no longer have any value. Well, in my experience, employees, otherwise known as people, aka human beings, well, they're not owned by corporations. They're not available to meet debts, commitments, or legacies. And while many will argue that they are controlled or managed to produce results, I submit all employees have the free will to walk away, leave, or quit at any time. And I'm pretty sure the outright selling of persons for the conversion into cash was outlawed centuries ago. As a matter of fact, most countries, the law does not take kindly to people trafficking of any kind. I also have to tell you, I have never ever met a human being who actually declined in value as he or she aged on the job. Nope, and 100% of the humans I have ever interacted with. The mature ones had far more knowledge, experience, and street smarts than the younger ones. But I will grant you, the older ones often have a very discouraging and cynical, been there, seen it all before, you ain't know nothing, I know everything attitude, which without a doubt can be the most off-putting and annoying part of their personality. However, if one makes the effort to see into the vast pool of knowledge, the vast pool of experience, and those really awesome street smarts that await long past that tough exterior, one can immediately see that older employees are vastly more valuable in so many more ways than the newer models. Your employees do not form your asset base. Your employees form your equity base. Your equity base. The basic definition of equity is the difference between the value of the assets you own and the value of the liabilities you owe. So say your business has assets of $1.2 million and you have a total debt load of say $200,000. All things being equal, your business has an equity value of about $1 million. That equity arose from the brain power, the sweat power, and the person power of your employees. Sure, you might have had most of the ideas, and you likely did steer the vast majority of those ideas into existence. And yes, we know that it was your pen, your word, and your personal assets that likely guaranteed the loans in the early years. But it was your employees' brain, sweat, and person power that delivered that equity for you. Your equity for you. Your employees are your equity. Assets can be replaced. Assets are impersonal. Equity needs to be protected. Equity is personal. I will even go so far and say your equity is priceless. People are human beings. Human beings are social creatures. They are also creatures in need of protection and in love with all things personal. Between you and I, at the end of the day, people are priceless and deserve to be treated as such. Let me share with you a story that happened recently in my community. Very late in the evening in mid-August here in beautiful Niagara, a 40-year wholesaler of bulbs and cut flowers had a massive fire. So massive that the cause was not able to be determined. The damage from the three-day blaze wiped out nearly 70% of its operations. Now imagine if you lost 70% of your operations. It's pretty scary, isn't it? So once the fire was in the quote-unquote containment phase, the owners here flew into equity protection mode. Here was the order of their priorities. Number one, find housing for all the migrant workers because their homes on location were destroyed. Number two, locate alternative jobs for the migrant workers because their incomes were immediately and negatively impacted. Number three, send out a 911 call to the community asking for donations for housing and personal supplies to ease the immediate conditions of all the impacted workers. Number four, ensure all employees, both local and migrant, were safe, had employment, and adequate supports. Then they went upon the business of assessing the damage to their farming assets, and then finally, they issued a 911 to the community to borrow tools and implements to keep the remaining 30% of their operations, their greenhouses, and their crops going as best as possible. Guess what? Within 36 hours, all the migrant workers were taken care of, and the company had to put a temporary halt to all the donations which poured in because they were overloaded and could not handle the extreme generosity. Within 4 days of the blaze, the company was shipping its sunflower stock and telling the public where to go to buy. Now, I can't sugarcoat this company's situation. The good news is there was no loss of lives. The bad news, in any kind of a loss like this, it takes time, colossal effort, generosity, and money to recover from any kind of catastrophe when a business needs to be rebuilt. There is no business anywhere that wants to endure what this company has and will go through. However, the progress that this company has made in little more than 2 months is astounding. In its first note to the public in August, when the firefighters were taming the flames, the owners talked about how its root and its foundation had been hit, damaged, and needed help. Now, keep in mind, it's a wholesaler of bulbs and cut flowers. Do you know what its root and its foundation were? Its employees. That was spelt out in the first line of its very first communique. And that's my point to you. Employees are not assets. Employees are not impersonal things. Employees are part of your equity. Quite clearly, the owners of this company understood the real value of its employees. And in the 2 months since the fire, the stellar rate of its progress has astounded the entire community. But as an outsider looking in, I have to tell you, I am not one bit surprised, and I am confident that it will continue to set records it has not yet dreamed of simply because the owners understand the source and the strength of its equity, its employees. Making the mental switch from asset to equity is a choice. For some owners and some leaders, it is easy. For others, not so much. We badass leaders can make that switch readily because we understand it's people first, profits second. You know, just like I do, anything is possible. There are just two things you need: focus and commitment. You and I made a pact a few podcasts ago. I promised to give you new ideas every week to help you become an awesome leader. Today, I just gave you a biggie. You promised to give you your focus and commitment. I believe in you. I know you can make the impact you want. Have a great week. This podcast was brought to you by Bulletproof Consulting. We believe in helping you change your thinking for the better. Imagine the impact you could make with more. Interested in learning how? Look them up at bulletproofconsulting.ca.